Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Does capitalism not have a monopoly over progress?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Most thinkers, scientists, and philosophers claim Islam has no place in the world today, a view which itself is built upon the premise that none of the Muslim countries have produced anything in terms of scientific research or technological invention. The West claims that progress in science and technology occurred when the West rid itself of the authority of the Church and separated religion from life. For them, the Church stifled the development of science and reason as religion is inherently built upon faith and superstition. Only with its removal from the public sphere did the West manage to launch an industrial revolution and then flourish in science. Today, for liberals, it is they who invented science as we know. They claim they laid its foundations and have created its numerous branches. Such a narrative omits a number of historical developments that are not Western and shows how the West continued to view its history as the history of the world. Such a narrative also conveniently omits what the West took from previous civilizations and especially the Islamic civilization. Historically, all civilizations have been characterized with some form of technological and scientific development. The West has documented the contributions the Romans made to the discipline, while the Islamic world in the 8th century through the 10th century translated the works of the Greeks in the area. Science, in essence, is the study, research, and experimentation into the observable parts of the universe. The development of automobiles was due primarily to the development of the combustion engine. This is where the burning of fuel in an engine acts on the pistons, causing the movements of the solid parts, eventually moving the automobile. This was possible due to the British Empire, who originally used steam and then coal to drive pistons and then eventually to generate rotary to move machines. Such developments were based upon Al-Jazari's work in the 12th century, where he invented the crankshaft and created rotary motion through the use of rods and cylinders. He was the first to incorporate it into a machine. The above example and a number of other examples show that no civilization can lay claim to science belonging inherently to them, but rather they made a contribution to this universal area. The fact atoms and molecules are subjected to the rules of the universe, which can be manipulated, will not change if one is a Muslim, Christian, or a liberal. This is something that is universal and not affected by one's belief. The real debate is therefore which civilization made significant contributions to science and what exactly drove them to excel in the field. Muslim thinkers, scientists, engineers, and experts made significant contributions to science as well as many other disciplines. Many of these contributions were later used by the West, who made further contributions to the field. The nature of science as a universal subject means no single civilization can lay claim to inventing it, but rather most civilizations have documented their contributions throughout history, which acted as previous information and experimentation which carried out by later civilizations. Prior to the emergence of Islam in the Middle East, the host population made no contribution to science. When the very same people accepted Islam, they made contributions which later generations utilized to invent new items which today still remain with us. Islam, rather than being an obstacle to science, it was the trajectory that drove Muslim contribution to science.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sira are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.